Hey now, thank you for coming to my website on this August the 8th, 2020. This is me, JC, in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California, on another gorgeous summer afternoon. Morning it is. That's right. It's still morning. It's just about 11, 2 minutes after 11 in the a.m. I just thought that I'd take a little time to fill you in on what's going on. You haven't heard a webcast in a few days because I'm sheltering in a time of the storm. And guess what I've done? I went to my YouTube page and saw those almost 500 clips. And I'm going to put my emoji picture on there. And that's how all of my YouTube clips are going to be covered. And so whenever they take a clip and copy it down, they're going to copy that little cartoon figure of me and tap into it. And guess what they're going to find? They're going to find me talking about ancient stuff. They're going to find me talking about some aspects of the religion that drove this country before this country drove herself into another modus operandi. I'm having real good times working on my website. In the background, you hear a little music playing on my phone. Got it hooked up to a little external speaker. Not trying to make any special music, but Seal is a special friend of mine. I like his music. Relaxes my mind. I hope that you're doing good during this lockdown time, that you are limiting your time with people, that you are not trying to party and fellowship and do all that kind of stuff, because the virus is still out there going real strong. I had a couple of people visit me this week, you know, because things are getting rough. Things are spilling over the edge, and people just want to get out and see other people. When they come around, I try to keep my front porch beautified, and so that if they come and sit on the front porch, at least it'll be a nice breezy place. Got my plants growing up all around there, and the lawn is looking good, so we'll just sit on the front porch and just talk about how life is and let the virus blow by. Thank you for being curious about what I'm doing. Go to my YouTube page, John Cole 1234, J-O-H-N-C-O-L-E 1234, all in the lower cases, and you come up on my YouTube page and tap into some of those ancient teachings and see what the old man still believes. I'm putting new introductory paragraphs to each one of my videos, and so that you know where my head is today about the issue that I spoke about in those many, many yesterdays. All right? Thanks again for coming to my website. Thanks again for thinking about the old man. I'm doing all right. And I hope you guys are doing the same way. Los Angeles, what a city to be a part of on a day like today. This is crystal clear Los Angeles wish you were here days. And I really do. Wherever you're from, I hope your world is looking as fine as mine is today. God is good. And I'm grateful to him that he's allowing me to do what I have to do until he takes me off the planet. Let me share some with you. I had a friend of mine call, and I told him that a few people had dropped by, and he told me, you shouldn't let people drop by, man. You can get that virus, and it could kill you. And I said, can I share some with you? I said, first thing I do when people come by my house, I ask them, do they know if they've been exposed to anyone that's been exposed to this? And then I ask him, why are you coming around me? Stay a distance. Put on your mask. And then I told this friend of mine, I said, but let me share something with you. If I should, perhaps, get that virus and it jumps all down in my chest and I can't breathe and I die, it meant that my time is up. It means that God did not want me to stay here any longer than I'm here. And it is his will, and I'm happy with it. And so I said, upon my death, and you hear about me dying, please don't be crying, and I'm sorry for John, and I know he wanted to be here, because I don't. I said to God, if I cannot be doing the things that you have me rightly do, there is no purpose for me being on this planet. So I've got to upgrade these almost 500 YouTube videos and reword it, and so the people will listen to this good news in a way that they won't be intimidated by somebody begging for money and wanting them to become a part of their church. See, That's what the gospel has always been about. It's never been about mega churches, money, pimping, hoeing, and living like a king, and the rest of the people living in the swamps. All right? So come to my website as often as you can. Spend a little time. Go to the YouTube pages. Know this. I love you, and I'll be talking to you real soon.